So we see that Avraham eulogized Sarah. So there's a concept the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin, about the mitzvah of giving, the custom of giving a eulogy when one passes on. So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara, whether who's the purpose of the eulogy. Who is it for? Is it Kavod Achai or Kavod Ameis? Perhaps it's both, but which is the primary one? Is it honor for the living or is it honor for the dead? Nafkamina, what's the practical difference? If a person says, I don't want a eulogy. So if it's Kavod Ameis, so then he has the right, assuming he told you beforehand, and I guess even if he told you after I do a sin, is you don't have to give him a eulogy. Or maybe you shouldn't. But Kavod Achai, it's not his call. It's for me, so I could decide. And then they talk about perhaps, so really you have a choice, but for a king or for a Gadol Hador, so perhaps it's not your Kavod, it's Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaMalchus, and therefore you do it because it says, one of the kings, the Jews were punished for not giving a eulogy properly for one of the kings. So they say, so we see it must be because over there the post comes over, that's because it was Kavod Malchus. So there was a different Gedolim who didn't want to have eulogies and they gave him anyway because it's Kavod HaTorah. So that's the discussion, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, there's a minig among some, maybe some Hasidim, different practices that they try to minimize eulogies. So what is the basis for not giving a eulogy? It seems to be a mitzvah to give a eulogy. Avraham Avinu did it. We learn now from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So what's the con? What's the negative side of giving eulogies? What's the school of thought that says no eulogies? So A1, they point out, because what do people do at eulogies? They usually exaggerate. And they turn the bad into good, or they overdo the good. So, because the Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis that in general, if you cause someone to sin, so it's you're going to get punished, or thrown out from the divine presence. So indirectly, by you dying and causing them to give a eulogy, so therefore they end up exaggerating the truth, and therefore it's a problem. Others point out, since you could do a little exaggeration, because some things are an objective, and therefore it depends if you like the person or not, but that's the con side, is that you're going to cause the person to outright lie or exaggerate and therefore cause them to be punished. Another one is we want to keep your ma'isim tovim private. We know we're into privacy. And by making this a public affair, you bring in the ayin hara, so it's a mystical concept. And therefore, you don't want the ayin hara against you. And therefore, you limit the eulogies. Others point out that the Gemara tells us that if you're not eulogized properly, so then you get atonement, you get kapara. So they don't want to get a good eulogy because they want to get its atonement. So by giving a good eulogy, it's counterproductive. Instead of the eulogy helping him, you're hurting him. Because now he needs another kapara. And as well, people might blame themselves if a tzaddik dies, so it's our fault, and then the malachim will go up and be mekatreg. So the minhagim against not doing a eulogy is because you don't want to be indirectly responsible for the one eulogizing lying and exaggerating or making it public, the ayin hara, or you take away from their atonement, or you get the angels to Makantrig. However, the Minig Yisrael is that you had, that's still a mitzvah to do a eulogy, and then so you keep these things in mind, and you try to keep the eulogy to the do it in an appropriate way, and therefore to at least to avoid some of those issues. But like I said, among different circles, some don't do eulogies. We generally do eulogies. And in Me'ikar HaDin, if a person says they don't want one, it's Kavod Achai, you don't have to listen. And unless you're one of the Gedolei Hador or one of the great leaders, then it might not be up to you. It might be the Kavod of the Malchus or the Kavod HaTorah.